Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Needed into Communion.
From the Gospel of John, the crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." What can you do that we may see and believe? What can you do? Do. How strange to hear Jesus respond, "I am. I am the bread of life." The crowd is hungry. They had heard the story of Jesus feeding thousands, and now they too want a sign. They seek to satisfy the hunger of their stomachs. Yet Jesus senses a deeper hunger and thirst, rooted in the human heart and soul, a hunger for which he alone has been sent to satisfy. Jesus stood with the crowd, and Jesus stands with us. "I am the bread of life," right here, right now. Only a few short weeks ago, we gathered to ritualize the profound act of Holy Thursday. We gathered that night to fulfill Jesus' command, "Do this in memory of me." Beatrice Bruteau interprets Jesus' Holy Thursday doings as symbolically destroying the domination paradigm of lordship and separation, and instituting the communion paradigm of belonging. How brilliant of Jesus to use bread and a towel on the last night before he is arrested to undo the false power of domination and lordship. Doing can so easily feed and grow a heightened sense of separation, undergirding domination as power over. Doing can manifest as competition, one-upmanship. Doing can easily lead us into feelings of not being enough, being left out, being resentful, or not being acknowledged and thanked as we deserve. Doing can spiral into a cycle of constantly proving oneself better than an other. What if we stop all the looking and seeking, doing and running, planning and anticipating, convincing and placating? What if we, each one of us, stops, pauses, and peacefully surrenders into God's embrace? Can we stop long enough to settle into God's baker hands and allow the Spirit to knead us into the truth of our belonging to one another? Each one of us, flour, another the water, yet another the salt, all folded in together, while God's confident and capable hands lovingly add the yeast of made in the image and likeness of God. Love's hands, kneading, belonging to God, to one another, to all of creation, into the human heart and soul. Might we feel God's weight leaning into us as God kneads us together, gently, one and then another, coaxed and drawn in, as we become bread for the life of the world. As we are mixed together by the baker's hands, our whole self is folded in, folded over again as more join from the edges, from the middle, less and less sticky, more and more free to move with these baker hands. We are stretched and gently encouraged into being a new creation, no longer separate or alone. May we not forget the doings of Jesus on that holiest of Thursdays. Let us remember our own participation in this holy mystery, ever ancient, ever new. Spirit blowing where she will, transforms us to listen deeply to one another into the brokenness of our world. Spirit invites us to give of ourselves to satisfy and the hunger and thirst of others. There is a different consciousness that's rising within us as this yeast of image and likeness transforms our texture and character. With this consciousness today, we offer our broken, blessed, and graced lives as bread for another. Accompanied by grace today, may we willingly pick up our towel, wrap it around our waist, and bend down to tend the feet of an other, my sister, my brother, the earth.